We're joined here in the WCLV studios by conductor Stephen Smith and composer Monica Houghton, and we're going to talk about the upcoming concert by the Cleveland Chamber Symphony. Stephen, Monica, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Stephen, you are formerly a conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra. You were there for many years in the capacity of assistant conductor, and you also led the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Orchestra, which is percolating right along quite well these days.
That's right. Absolutely.
Where are you currently?
Currently, I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I am music director of the Santa Fe Symphony and Chorus.
I understand you're going to be crossing the border soon?
Yeah, in a week or so, I'm headed to Mexico to do a concert with the orchestra in Jalapa, which is actually the oldest orchestra in Mexico.
But you're here in Cleveland to conduct the Cleveland Chamber Symphony in a concert at Baldwin Wallace College's Gamble Auditorium. It looks like an interesting program. We have a number of composers that might be familiar to local audiences, including Larry Baker, Marilyn Shrood, and a name that I'm not familiar with, Keith Fitch, and there will also be some music of Darius Milhaud. Tell us a bit about some of the music on the program.
Well, actually, this is, I think, a kind of typical program for the Chamber Symphony. We have tried to mix music of previous eras, of recent 20th century music, as well as music of local composers, and when possible, to present premieres. So as you point out, we're sort of filling all of those with this program. The premiere is Larry Baker's piece Scarlet Dances, a brand new work written expressly for the Chamber Symphony, which is in three movements, sort of looking at dance ideas in a certain way, as you might expect from the title. There's a tango in the first movement, a very slow, almost processional kind of second movement, and then a more fast and frenetic third movement as well. It's, I think, a really wonderful piece and utilizes the ensemble's virtuosity to great extent. Keith Fitch is a new name around Cleveland. He's now head of the composition department at CIM. And so we're delighted to be presenting a piece of his. It's not a brand new piece. I think it's probably about 10 or 12 years old, if I'm not mistaken, called Dancing Shadows. And it's a piece for a slightly smaller ensemble, but I think utilizes an enormously large palette of the ensemble's color and capabilities. A work by Marilyn Shrood, who is probably a familiar name in Northern Ohio. She's on the composition faculty, professor of composition at Bowling Green, and has certainly been performed by Chamber Symphony over its history. In fact, the piece we're playing was originally commissioned by the Chamber Symphony in the 90s, a piece called A Gift of Memories, and so we're delighted to be presenting that work again. And then finally, Darius Milhaud, who actually has his own little Cleveland connection with CIM, of course. And we're presenting three of his short chamber symphonies, which are extremely witty and well-crafted short pieces. It sounds like a lot of music to say three symphonies. Each of them is probably about 7 minutes altogether, and they all have three movements. So they're very short and very succinct expressions of, I think, especially his love for bitonality.
Composer Monica Houghton, you have had the unique experience of hearing your music played by the Cleveland Chamber Symphony during the previous season. Tell us a bit about how that works for you as a composer. This is an ensemble that for many years has been dedicated to, among other things, presenting music by local Cleveland area composers. How was that for you?
Oh, well, it was an absolutely wonderful experience for me as a composer to have my work performed by such an outstanding ensemble, and really a privilege and an honor given the history of this ensemble for me. The quality of the performance was wonderful, and to have a chance to write a new piece for a large ensemble is a very rare opportunity for me as a composer.
The Cleveland Chamber Symphony was founded by Edwin London quite a few years ago, and it has found a new incarnation and a new home. Let's talk a bit about both the newness of the current ensemble and about continuity. Stephen, this might be something we'd direct toward you.
Sure. We are, at the moment, putting together different partnerships. For many, many years, the Chamber Symphony was headquartered at Cleveland State. More recently, we have developed a partnership with Baldwin Wallace, and that has proved to be a very fruitful relationship. It's given us a little bit more of a presence on the west side of town, which we had not had. We still try to play in different locations around Cleveland, and I think part of our longer-term plans are to expand our performance locations throughout Northeast Ohio and, quite honestly, even on a more national level. I think the orchestra is really a very unique institution in the music world. There are a number of professional new music ensembles, typically not all that many players. They tend to be smaller groups. To my knowledge, we are one of the very few real chamber orchestra size ensembles that is devoted to new music. And as such, we have been really a laboratory for many, many years for any number of composers. And we hope to continue to grow that into the future. This is obviously a very challenging time for everyone in terms of the arts and in terms of fundraising. So we are not without our own difficulties and our own challenges in trying to make the budgets work and see that. But I think we all of us involved, both the members of the orchestra as well as our board, and there's overlap between those two today, feel very strongly about the importance of this ensemble for the cultural life of Cleveland. I think something else that we forget sometimes locally is that many of the players who play in chamber symphony are also many of the same players who are playing for the opera. They were playing for Red, which unfortunately is no longer working. I mean, we have an extraordinary, what we would call freelance pool of musicians here in Cleveland, and it's becoming more and more difficult for them to make a living here and to make it their home. And so it's not really just an issue of keeping an individual ensemble alive. It becomes an issue of really maintaining the entire musical and cultural life of Cleveland, which is so extraordinarily rich, as we all know.
With that in mind, and keeping in mind what we might call with a wry smile our thriving economy, are these concerts still free?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
that's been a long-standing mission of the orchestra. And, you know, it's certainly something we've grappled with. I mean, should we be charging money? Should we be trying to generate ticket revenue that way? I think that we have, at least for the moment, made the decision that the idea of free and open access has traditionally been a mission of the orchestra, and that's something that we would like to continue.
Over the years, the Cleveland Chamber Symphony was internationally recognized, came in for lots of praise from all sorts of corners, but it was an example of the prophet not without honor save in its own country. It never achieved the same kind of renown in Cleveland that it did in other parts of the United States and other countries around the world as well. Are you hoping to change that? And if so, what are you doing to do that?
Those are great questions. Yeah, of course we are. I think... part of our kind of reincarnation with the change of our sponsoring, not I shouldn't say sponsoring, with the change of our performance venues and with some change in terms of our board structure and oversight, part of that has made us aware that a lot of people in Cleveland are even unaware that we exist at this point, which is a shame. That is something we are trying to address, to get the word out in as many ways as we possibly can that we are alive and that we are looking forward to a bright future, not without its own challenges, of course. But it is, I think, a mission that we all hold very deeply. I think sometimes the difficulty as far as perception has been that we do something that's highly specialized, that we play only this brand new music that a tiny, tiny percentage of people actually like or care for. And I think that there's certainly reality about that. We do have a very prescribed mission to be performing music of today, music that dares to explore, as our motto says. But I think that we live in a time where there are so many different kinds of music being written in so many different stylistic possibilities. In fact, it's probably stylistically the most diverse time ever in music history. And to instantaneously label any piece that's been written in the last 5 years as being wild and crazy and way out there, and boy, I couldn't possibly like that, is unfortunately selling it short. I think people would, if they came to a chamber symphony concert, find music that encompassed an enormously broad range of styles. They'd find some beautiful tunes, some gorgeous harmonies, in addition to some spikier dissonance and a wonderful combination of things. And I think it says something about just the wealth of diversity in our general culture today. We both locally and nationally and increasingly in a global sense are finding so many different parallels between our daily lives and the things that we are concerned, and we're finding ways to share information in partially from technology, but also I think in a way it's made us think about who we are individually as human beings and how we react to one another, and that's all of course part of what the arts are about. And so this process of making music of recent eras with living composers who are there to work with us, and that's just such an exciting part of the ensemble's mission, I think it has an extraordinary relevance. And I think for a lot of people, especially younger people, who may feel that, you know, the name of symphony or the name of orchestra is somewhat off-putting, they equate it with a trip to Severance Hall, which is a wonderful thing. But we're a different kind of trip. And I think that people interested in technology, people interested in contemporary art and literature and drama, would find something equally interesting in terms of contemporary music.
It's no longer difficult listening hour.
Exactly.
We are visiting here with Stephen Smith and composer Monica Houghton. Mr. Smith will be conducting the Cleveland Chamber Symphony in a free concert on Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. in Gamble Auditorium at Baldwin-Wallace College, the new home of the Cleveland Chamber Symphony. And the program will include music by Keith Fitch, who is the new head of composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music, world premiere by Larry Baker, who I think by now can be called a veteran Cleveland composer, also music of Marilyn Shrood, and three symphonies for small orchestra by Darius Mio. Stephen, Monica, thank you for joining me here in the studios of WCLV.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.